I don't know, maybe you could use the footage of the last game, and it seems to be that same things happens in our game. Of course, now this time we scored first, and we had chances to score more, and we didn't do it. And at half time we talked that we need to start very well. The second half they will come fast. They will try to score, and then we didn't start fast. And 1-1, sloppy goal again. And then anything we did try to do in the second half, we kept doing a little wrong decisions on the ball, and giving the ball away. Didn't have maybe the movement what would have been required to create more clear-cut chances. And then it was difficult, but we had the situations to win the game. But it, in many games this season, it wasn't there. Maybe that's our quality. I don't know.
There's a real air of sort of sense of frustration in your voice, Sammy. You're shrugging your shoulders. Are you frustrated with the players?
No, I'm frustrated with the situation that you know we need a lot of chances to score goals, and the opposition are scoring with only a few chances, and that's very frustrating for all of us. And of course, I can understand that it can be a very frustrating thing for the fans as well, that we keep creating opportunities to score, and we don't put the ball in the back of the net, and then opposition has only few chances and they score. So it's as frustrating for us as it is for the fans.
We wonder whether things might have turned. 'Cause it was a great time for the Albion to score right on the stroke of half time.
Yeah, it was. I think it's very important that you have the concentration levels high in the beginning of the game. End of the first half, beginning of the second half, and the end of the second half. So those are crucial times, and you need to concentrate, and you need to be very together at these times that you are not conceding any goals at that time.
Paddy Moorcourt came off the bench again. He seemed to make a difference to the way the Albion played. I wonder how close to a start he is, Sammy.
Yeah, we try to do the lineup every game that how we can win the game, and his quality going forward, but he needs to work on his defending. So I think you know as well that's not maybe his strength, and we need to try to figure out that he can start and maybe with his quality going forward win games for us, but we need to remember as well that other player who starts there maybe on the defensive side is a little bit better.
And what about your goalkeeper today? He's had one or two criticisms recently, but he made some good saves today.
Yeah, I think everyone gets criticism when they make a few errors, and when they then play well, they get the credit. That's how the business goes, and I'm very happy that he had a good game today. But of course, that didn't get us the points today.
Perhaps a difficult question to Sammy. Adam Virgo, our summariser, ex-Albion player, said he doesn't feel there's any leaders on the pitch for the Albion at the moment. What would you say to that?
I don't think there's never too many leaders on the pitch, and I think everyone individually should take the responsibility to be a leader, and I think we need to take the collective responsibility as well. I don't know, maybe he's right that we could have a few more players with a winning mentality and winning character. And then we could do a little bit better, but maybe this is what we show at the moment. Maybe this is our optimum quality, and we need to work on that we get better, or then we need to find a few players to the squad who make the squad better quality wise.
And those inbuilt leaders, is it something you can coach the players, Sammy, or is that something that's inbuilt to those players?
I think it comes from all of us, that you can't say to somebody to be a leader if he's a little bit of a quiet or shy type, but there's different ways of leading as well. That I wasn't in my playing days. I considered myself a leader on the pitch, but I led more of my example than that. I was shouting my race face red when somebody made an error or something. So I think I was always try to be positive and support and encourage the players to get optimum out of their qualities.
You've hinted there about other players, but I mean the January transfer window is some way away, Sammy. Are you sort of looking now at replacements and people you could bring in?
We are looking all the time if we can get some players in, and I think this is we are going through a very bad period, and I think if we get one or two in, that would maybe refresh and things a little bit, and if we get one or two in with different qualities and that they really strengthen the squad, then that would be great.
Sammy, thanks so much for joining me. Thank you.
Thank you.